Jeff Lyons, thank you so much for joining me.
How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. This has become one of my favorite annual traditions with you.
The winter forecast or just me coming over here and reminiscing about my days in this building?
A little bit of both. So yeah, doing this winter weather outlook as we look ahead to the upcoming winter and the fact that we are in a studio that you said was your very first radio gig.
It was the launch point of my career. I was the voice of the Little Dipper in this very room.
Are you willing to give out what year that was?
1985.
How about that? All right.
So, you know, not too long ago, right? Little waters under the bridge by now.
So if people want to catch your video television version of this, I assume it...
It'll be on 14news.com, sure, and in other spots over there, too. So we're on Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple TV and so on and so forth. So you can look for it. And I'll put a link on my Facebook page and you can share it on yours. And you know how that stuff works.
Sounds good. So let's dive in. How does the upcoming winter 2020-2021 look?
Well, let me ask you a question. How has 2020 been so far for you? I mean, if you were a betting man, you wouldn't have bet on any of this stuff, right? So
right.
I'm a little hesitant to go out on any sort of limb. But then on the other hand, the truth might be way out on a limb as far as the winter's concerned. I use the same process every year. Sometimes that we hit, sometimes we miss. So we look at three things.
Okay.
We look at the overall global pattern, right? Which in our case this year is called La Nina. I'll explain that in a minute. We look at trends in the last 5 to 7 years with the climate and local weather. And then there's a third thing, which is my bones, right? What do I feel in my bones? And
how do the knees feel?
That's right. The knees are hurting right now. So with that said, I'll just break it down real quick. So we're in La Nina. That means the water in the Pacific Ocean is cold. It has an effect on the rest of the United States. It typically brings us a cool, wet winter, and it sends all the thunderstorms and warmer weather down to like Florida and the South. So that's going on. We can measure that. We know it's there. Climate change. We are warming up. The climate is biased toward warmer temperatures. I mean, we've seen that even this week. We had 3 record highs and record high lows in 1 week. And as it gets warmer, then the likelihood of having snow goes down. And so I always start out by looking at the last 5 or 6 winters just to see what happened. You know how much snow we had last winter?
I believe we had 0.
We had 1.1, and it fell on Veterans Day, November the 11th. And that was it for the year.
So technically I'm right, because that was not winter yet.
You're right. Yeah. So winter, meteor, you're a Sharpie over here. I got to be on my toes. That's right. Meteorological winter doesn't start until December, right? December, January, February. But we only had 1 1/10 inches last year. And the year prior to that, we only had 8.8. Most of it fell in November, early December, and we had 1 big snow in January. We had about 6 inches and then a couple little ones later. But it was not a bad winter. Normally around here, average is 14.5 inches of snow. We haven't had 14 inches or more snow since 5-6 years ago, 2014.
So it's been a 15. While.
It has been a while. Now, that's what it says on paper. Now, if you ask somebody, well, if we had 3 or 4 inches of snow, is this a bad winter? Oh, it's awful. You know, so it's all in the eye of the beholder. So anyway, I'm filibustering here, but my point is we haven't had much snow in the last 5 to 6 years. The last big winter was 2014-15. We had 18.5 inches of snow, which is just ahead of average. And, oh, I wish you could have answered my phone and emails that year. The people were fed up, and that winter lasted forever, too. It went way up into March and early April. Anyway, just playing the probabilities. You think, like, if you're playing a roulette wheel, right, you know how that works. There's red, black, and green, and the thing spins, and let's say it hit on red 2 or 3 times. So you would just think automatically, well, it's got to hit on black the next time, but we have to realize it could hit on red all day, right?
It's like flipping a coin. The
exactly.
Odds are the exact same, no matter how many.
They are the same every time.
Yes.
So we have to just wipe all of the last several years out and say, well, we've had all these low snow years. We're due for a big one. But given the overall pattern and the fact that it's been so warm for a couple of 3 years now, and our trend for heavy snow has really dropped off in the last 20 years, I would think we're in for a wet winter. I think we're going to have a lot of rain. Certainly, we've had a wet year this year. We'll get some snow, but I don't think it's going to be any big deal. 1 or 2 here and there, but not blizzard-type stuff. And I think we're going to get severe weather.
When you say severe, are you talking ice?
Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. Yeah, because when it gets warm in the wintertime, especially in the winter, you can get these dramatic shifts, a lot of dynamics in the atmosphere, and you get severe weather.
You say that T word, you're going to perk people's ears up.
I'm not saying we will have a tornado. I'm just saying that I think the likelihood that we would have a severe weather outbreak or two is higher than having a huge snow event.
Now, I have to ask you, completely having nothing to do with work, my boys would like some snow to come to your house and sled down Wright's Hill again.
Well, of course, everybody wants that. We got to get one of those snow machines, you know, like they have up at Paoli Peaks. Usually, other than last winter, we at least get one sleddable snow. That's just kind of in the cards. And other than last year and 2016-17, when we only had 1.4 inches of snow, each year we've had a sleddable snow.
There was a commercial that showed some snow on the other day, and Wyatt, my six-year-old, said, "Can we go sled at Mr. Jeff's? He has cookies."
That's right. Well, and you know, we know there'll be cookies. So I can forecast that with 100% accuracy. And you know, one other thing we got to think about here, safety-wise, those kids are getting big. We can't just squeeze them between us and go down the hill and expect everything to be all right. I mean, they are potentially linebackers out there now.
No, we're going to watch.
Oh,
we'll
that's
just
right.
sit back and watch them.
Oh, we've reached that point?
We have. I think so.
Hallelujah.
All right, so if we are to recap this, you're not really predicting much, if any, snow, but the big news would be this severe weather that you think we will have the potential for.
I think to wrap it all up with a bow, my winter forecast is this. I think we're going to have less snow than average and probably not much snow at all. I think we're going to have a lot of rain. I think it'll be wet, and I think temperatures will be near normal or maybe a little bit warmer than they usually are through the winter months. And I think because of that, we may see a couple of outbreaks of severe weather, which would include tornadoes and damaging winds and things like that. Main thing is just to be prepared, right? Listen to WIKY, watch me on TV, get our apps, and know what to do when a warning comes.
I'll get you out of here on this because a lot of people will wonder. Likelihood of a white Christmas.
Oh, you know, going all the way back to 1950, what do you think the percentages of white Christmases?
I'm going to say it's low. I'm going to go with 18%.
That's very good. You must have remembered last year. Yeah, it's about 18 to 20%.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that was a stab in the dark.
It's about 18.5%. And you don't play roulette, huh?
No, I thought 20 was going to be too high, 15 was too low, so I shot my shot right there at 18.
I think the last time we had a white Christmas was 2010, so 10 years ago. We had an inch of snow.
Jeff Lyons, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. And do I get to come back and do a retraction, you know, if I get cold feet on this thing along the way?
You're an honorary member of the family. You can come in the studio whenever you want to.
Okay, will do.